Well, it is October 1st, so for a lot of people, I don't think that means anything, but, you know, happy Halloween. But to a lot of the girls that do rodeo, technically, this is the first day of the new season. Waco, I think, was 2 days ago that kind of started the new season, but October 1st is like, bam, every bit of money won after this, I think minus WPRA finals, but rodeo-wise, counts for the 2021 rodeo season. So, going into this, I have a whole different mindset. A lot of the same strategies as I've had before, but I kind of saw something and have been looking and thinking and talking to people, and my whole mental game has kind of changed a little bit. You know, we've got a couple of changes hopefully coming soon. So basically this episode is kind of going to be like a winner's mindset, kind of what I think, what I've listened to. So I hope you guys can enjoy and get something out of this. So, you know, this is really only the second year that I've really tried to rodeo hard, and I'm gonna blame Corona for a lot of this, and that's gonna be my excuse, and I'm sticking to it, and other people have made it work, and that's great, but, you know, it wasn't my year this year. I started the year that I had to do something. Not that I wanted to do something, I had to do something. I had to enter this rodeo, I had to do this. And the first, what did we run? 2-3 months of the year, maybe, before we got shut down? I wasn't really riding Betty that good. My mindset was I had to do something. Then COVID happened, and it was like, whew. It's like, well, no one else is entering rodeos, so I don't feel like I have to. So during that whole time, you know, and I've talked about this before, I really started to ride Betty. I started to not be scared of her. Betty's intimidating. I think a lot of you guys can see that. You know, Shiner had her surgery, so she was out for a little bit. Came out of shutdown and really started riding Betty that much better. You know, my second barrel was way better. We weren't really running past her first barrel. Still was kind of getting left behind, pulling up before the timer. So I don't know which one we went to first. I think maybe we went to Coleman first. I don't remember. Coleman is where I think I posted it on the blog page. She had a really funky run, and I thought it was me. But looking back now, you know, I think it was that bone bruise. Then we went to Arkansas, wherever we ran in the mud at. See, this year is completely blurred together, and I didn't even go that much. Went to Arkansas, we ran in the mud, and I was like, oh, it's muddy, it's heavy, like, she's not going to feel like she's running off. And, you know, I held her back because it was muddy. I was one of the first few out. Nobody really knew how the ground was going to hold. So, you know, she didn't have a chance to really hurt, I guess, or act like she was hurting. So after that run, I was like, okay, you know, I feel like I can ride her. I can kind of let her go. I let her run a little bit on the way home, got her stopped, no big deal. I don't think I made too many runs after that to over the fourth. The fourth is where we found that issue. Before that, I had a plan. I was gonna go on the road. I was gonna go out for a month this summer. And, you know, Betty's injury, my finances were not really where they should have been to go hang on the road for a month. So, you know, it didn't go. Was bummed, but I've got the mindset too that everything happens for a reason. You know, if something doesn't get to happen, don't be mad about it. So then that time, you know, I started riding Shiner and pushing her and running her that much better than even last year. Got a new job. I've been working there for 2 months. My plan with that is to be there at least through the winter, through most of the spring. If I do need to go off next summer, I can leave on good terms, go rodeo, come back, and get my job back. But over the fourth, you know, I had a plan to ride her better. That didn't get to happen. So I've now had 3 months off of Betty to sit and think about how I need to ride her and what I need to do better to ride her better, to get her kind of where she needs to be to start winning, per se. But that also comes from my mindset. And a lot of you guys know I haul with a lady named Dina. Dina is very scary, but in a good way. She will tell you how it is. She's hard on you, but it's like tough love. She means it with very good intentions. And she's always told me when I go make a run, don't be scared to win. And I think for a while I was scared to win. And it's kind of hard to explain. And I guess I'll kind of explain it kind of how I feel. And I know some of you are listening thinking scared to win. Like, doesn't everyone want to win? For me, I think it's, okay, well, if I win, like, what now? And what if I start winning? And what if I start doing really good? And what if all my goals that I have start happening? I think it's more of an overwhelming thing. And some people it doesn't bother, but, you know, I wasn't brought up winning. You know, I mean, I showed the gated horses and I did really well with that, but it's kind of different. It's more of a show class versus a time class. Again, it's really hard to even explain. So within the past month, I've sat down. I have literally every single rodeo plan that I'm going to next year. Even though the schedule isn't up, most of the rodeos are always the same time of year, about the same time. So you can kind of go off of years past to know when they're up. Unless you've hit them before, then you know they're always going to be in a certain schedule. So I have all of those planned, waiting, of course, for, you know, the official schedule and everything. I have it planned and I want to enter rodeos because I want to, because I have goals, not because so-and-so is, not because I have to do it. I think to be a winner, you have to want to win. I know people that have really nice horses, and they can't win. And it's not that they can't ride. It's not that the horse isn't nice enough. And, you know, I'm not one to judge and sit and say, well, they can't win because of this. But I do think a lot of it comes from your mindset. If you're the person that was me earlier this year and last year, it was like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to these rodeos. I'm going to have fun. You have to have fun to win. And this is true, but you have to also have the grit, try, and determination to want to win. And that's kind of where I've flipped a switch in this past month. And every time I start to doubt myself, well, you know, I want to enter this rodeo, but I don't know if Shiner can hang there. And I've kind of got her arenas pegged on where I think she'll do good at. But every time I say that, I'm like, why? Why am I doubting myself? She has everything to go win. I just have to ride her and I have to want to win. Now, she's little. We know this. She's not fast. We know this, but she's efficient. So in, you know, smaller or even sometimes bigger arenas, if the ground's going to be funky or the setup or whatever, I think she will have that advantage to maybe not go win the rodeo, but I think she has a strong chance to do something. And that kind of goes for Betty too. You know, I have to stop being scared of her, stop being intimidated with her. And I think I'm past that with her now. It's just a timing issue. And especially now that we've had 3 months off again. As some of you know, when I got her, she had surgery and then she was out for 3 months. So, you know, I rode her terrified. I didn't know anything about this horse. I've seen videos of her, but I didn't know the feel. I didn't know of anything about her. So, I'm hoping now, you know, I have the mindset that I want to win. I can win. So when I'm going to start hauling Betty again and start entering her, I just have to have it in my head. She can do this. Like, we can do this. The only thing that's stopping us from winning is me. yes, there's a lot of other factors that go into it, you know, other horses, the ground, this and that, but you have all the tools to win, use them. And if, you know, you still don't win, you know, look and see as to why. Did you doubt yourself? Did you ride your horse right? And if that means you have to go ride with somebody, and it doesn't mean that you have to go take lessons, and even if you do, hey, no big deal. Ride with somebody, find a mentor. I will preach this all day long. Even if it's somebody you send videos to and you're like, hey, what could I have done differently? And that doesn't mean you have to go post on Facebook and get 10,000 other opinions. I do think Facebook is a great tool for some situations, but if you're having a minor rider error, find someone you trust. That person's going to be honest with you. You can post it on Facebook and get 10,000 bit recommendations, 10,000 drills, 10,000 people telling you to go to the vet, which I'm, depending on the situation, that person. Find someone you trust. Maybe somebody you interact with on Facebook a lot, if you're in an area where you don't have someone that you can go ride with. You know, we are building some more stalls, so I'm hoping I can kind of do, you know, the mentorships again, and we can go ride with a few different people. I think you're going to learn more by doing that than any type of Facebook post. I think you do have to really, really, really pay attention to your finances, and this year's kind of really taught me that too. I am thankful to have Wacy that does support me a lot. But again, you know, if I wanted to go out, you know, all summer, he's not going to be like, here's my credit card, go have fun. I think he would help me if I realistically needed to go and was winning, but that doesn't mean that I don't need my own money. So that was where I was for this year, you know, and it still goes into a winner's mindset. I was working, you know, a good job, and I love my boss, and I love everything that I've learned from her, but I needed a more stable job, I guess, if that makes sense. You know, Teskey's is always busy, and I'm working 4 or 5 days a week right now, and it is kind of cutting into my riding. Not so much because I've only got, you know, Shiner to really ride right now. But I'm hoping here in a couple weeks I can kind of get things lined back out. We may be having another big announcement to make at some point, so stay tuned. That's really going to kind of throw a wrench in the plans, but I'm excited about it. So when I do kind of get that and everything else into play, I'll kind of do a weekly schedule, and I'm not really one that has like a routine for my horses, but because I am slowing down a lot this winter and only to get, you know, better together with my horses, to kind of save a little bit more, to kind of come up with a game plan, I think I'm going to try to make like a run a week just to kind of keep them going, keep myself going. I'm gonna try to go to Glenrose once a week on somebody, just because we kind of have goals for there. Other than that, I'm gonna try to stay away from jackpots, at least on Shiner and Betty. Try to take them to more of the added money races, because again, the sport is not free. If it was, we would all do it, and we would all be winners, and nobody would ever complain. But try to do that. Try to kind of win money and put that money towards entry fees. And, you know, I said I was going to go on more of a financial routing, I guess, plan, and I got distracted, of course. What's new? But, you know, this past week has been a little frazzling, and I'll get to that. But really sit down and plan this year. I know roughly, rodeo-wise, how much I'm going to be spending in entry fees alone. It's not cheap. realistically, I can have entry fees saved up by March just for the summer rodeos, I'm hoping. And, you know, I think having that mindset too is you have to sacrifice a lot of things. I'm picking up extra days at work. They were working on the schedule the other day and she was like, I just don't have anybody to work this Monday. And usually Mondays are my day off. And I was like, put me in. I was like, I'm probably going to regret it the day of, but I was like, work me. Like, I'm really trying to save a lot. There was a little post somewhere on Facebook and I wish I could have saved it and found it and shared it. And it was talking about, you know, when you were little and all you wanted to do was go brush your horses and go spend time with your horses and you were just engulfed with everything about your horses. And, you know, now we've grown up a little bit and I don't spend as much time with my horses as I should. Yes, I ride them. Yes, I see them every day. Yes, I feed them every day. But as far as, you know, just brushing and doing their manes and tails and just spending time with them, and I know that sounds stupid to some people, but when I did that, when I was little, I was having fun. I got home from school and I would normally not do my homework because I was that person. I would go ride, go be at the barn. I had, you know, list and list of horsemanship camp, and I think I made a post about that somewhere, planning for that and writing things down. And I mean, I was still in like middle school, but I was so engulfed in what I wanted to do. And, you know, I made state show every year and, I had fun doing it. And I'm like, where did that go? I've had a rough year mentally. I think I talked about that in the last podcast. I'm trying really, really, really hard to stay off of social media. Not that I'm not posting, not that I'm not sharing things, but as far as looking and seeing what other people are doing. And it's not that I do it in a bad way. I'm not like, oh, what's this person doing? It's almost like I'm living through them. Because as I know some of you have said, I'm living through you because I can't do this for whatever reason. And it's not really the people that have always been nice to me. I don't know why I'm doing that. I don't know if it's like a deep down jealousy thing or not. I've really tried to stay away from doing that, focusing on my own things. Anytime I want to go on social media and check what they're doing, whether it be Snapchat or Instagram or whatever the case, I whip out a notebook and I start writing my goals down or list or anything that kind of keeps me focused. And that works for me. That may not work for everybody, but for me it does. And I swear I have a notebook in both trailers and both trucks and four or five in the house, and a lot of them have the same things wrote down. But that's the only thing that keeps me focused, that. And you know, I've been trying to come home and brush my horses and braid their manes and tails and do this and do that and just be outside and kind of away from everything. And so far that's kind of helped, but again, this crazy insane work schedule that I have going on right now, and it's only about to get crazier with NFR coming to Texas. I'll hopefully get into this a little bit more next week when we kind of have a better plan set in stone. But there may be a huge change coming, and it's not really something I planned for either way, and definitely not something that I plan to do again. But things have a way of finding you, whether you're looking for them or not. No, I'm not pregnant. Get that out of the way right now. No way. It's kind of got me a little bit on the anxiety side, but I'm like, you know, it's only October. It's literally October. So I have a couple months to kind of prepare. It's, life is crazy and horses are crazy, and I do believe everything happens for a reason. Again, I'm hoping maybe next Tuesday or Wednesday I can maybe hopefully post about that. Cross your fingers, say a little prayer, We'll see. But it's definitely going to change up 2021 a lot. So, with that being said, you don't have to be the arrogant person that goes to every barrel race and plans on winning or thinks about, oh, I have to win. Don't make it completely about winning. But surround yourself with the tools and the people that can help you to win. Don't be afraid to win. Yes, you want to have fun, but have the winner's mentality, and I promise you're going to get way further in life this next year.